أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فعصى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَذَنِّي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. Your own Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave me to deal with the mukadhibin, with those who had belied, people who are filled with comfort and luxuries in this world, and give them little respite. إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا وَجَحِيمًا. And certainly by us, that is by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there are fetters, there are chains with which they will be chained, وَجَحِيمًا, and there is this heap of blazing fire, وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةً, and there is food that chokes. We discussed this aspect. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that it will be of such a nature, not only the thorns that they will eat of fire, but it will not go down their throats, and nor would they be able to take it out. وَعَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, and a painful punishment. It has been narrated about Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah, that on one occasion he was fasting. It was the time of iftar, and this ayah crossed his mind. He recited the ayat, and then a condition had overcome him. The reality of this ayah, in actual fact, had overcome him. The condition of the people of the fire of Jahannam had overcome him. And at the time of iftar, he would have broken his fast, but he had not eaten anything. That night he continued in that manner. The next day he had kept roza again, and again at the time of iftar, just breaking his roza, and he was unable to eat thereafter. And the third day this condition had overcome him. Now this gives us an understanding of our predecessors, how committed they were to the meaning of the Quran Sharif, how they understood the meaning of the ayat and the verses of Allah, and how they were conscious about the adab of the hereafter, that it was not something that it was back in the back of their minds, but it was always something they were conscious about. His family had to go to the sage of that time also, Thabit Bunani, Rahmatullah Alayh, and others, and they had to speak to them, and those elders had come, and they had then convinced Hassan al-Basri to have something to eat. So these ayat of the Quran Sharif that we would read, we would translate, we would sometimes make explanations and hear explanations about, but no reality enters our hearts. But those who are our forefathers, those who are our elders, who understood the implication of this ayah and the severity of the adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the hereafter. Continuing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا. On that day, the earth and the mountains will begin to shake, they will begin to quake, and as huge as mountains may be, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these mountains that they are the pegs of the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that shake takes place on the day of Qiyamah, وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا, then the mountains will become like sands that will slip, like sand dunes upon which a person may step upon, and a person will just slip away, the sand will just move away. These mountains that are supposed to have kept the earth firm, in itself it will not be firm anymore. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that, O insan, what is going to be your condition on the day of Qiyamah, when this huge huge creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that does nothing wrong, did not break any commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was not imposed with very much insofar as a sharia is concerned, but yet this will be their condition. This shows the might and the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It shows the meekness of the creation of Allah and what will happen to you and I, very, very meek creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was breaking the commandments of Allah all the time. What will our condition be on that day? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum," that certainly we had sent to you a rasul, such a rasul that is shahidan alaykum, a witness upon you, that whatever your deeds are, whatever your conditions are, however you deal with him, whatever your attitude be with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the revelation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Nabi will be a witness, and on the day of Qiyamah, he will give evidence. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا, like how we sent to Fir'aun a Rasul, and of course, that was Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam in originality, and then Hazrat Harun had accompanied him. فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولُ, then Fir'aun had disobeyed the Rasul. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam went with a similar message that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gone with, and he had placed this message in front of Fir'aun, like our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come to his people, and he had placed the very same message, the message of Tawheed, the message of the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But obviously Fir'aun in his arrogance, Fir'aun in his stubbornness did not accept the message of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a few words, Allah says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا, and we had seized him with a great seizure. In other words, when that siege of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come upon him, there was no escape for him, and obviously he was destroyed and he was drowned. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the glimpse of the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Allah's karam and Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon us the greatest of the creation of Allah, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who brought this message to us. Let us accept the message of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.